It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by the beverage people in Santa Rosa. Time to start getting your home-brewed beers and wine ready for holiday gifts. You can make those strong ales to get you through the winter. The beverage people are ready to help. They've been Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. What they do, it's not just beer and wine. They'll teach you how to make olives, cure olives at home, and mead, and cheese, and all sorts of other stuff. They're really, truly amazing. Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. It's thebeveragepeople.com. Better yet, go to their store, 1845 Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Live from D.C., it's the American Brewing History Initiative at the National Museum of American History. That's pretty amazing. Herlinda's there. So quick, we only got a couple minutes till the Raiders. Yes. So quickly tell us all about this thing.
Well, this is absolutely amazing. My partner in crime, Tara Nurin from Forbes magazine, and I are here. And we are going to get to see Anchor Brewing and Sierra Nevada and a few others, including New Albion Brewing Company. That was the first, we've talked about that one before, the first brewery in America after Prohibition, and it was in Sonoma, the town of Sonoma.
Right.
They're all being inducted into the very first American beer history at the American History Museum. It's a big deal. it's a huge deal. And so Fritz Maytag, you know, kind of saved Anchor. He's going to be up there, and Jack McAuliffe is actually here for this as well. And they're going to be up there talking and you know, answering questions from people and talking about how they started, you know, Anchor and New Albion and Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada. And believe it or not, I'm having dinner right now with Tara and the daughter of Jack McAuliffe that started New Albion Brewing Company in the town of Sonoma. And his daughter is telling us all this history, all this stuff, how he ended up in the town of Sonoma. He was stationed at Alameda with the Navy and ended up in Sonoma and started the first new brewery in America after Prohibition. Is that crazy?
I did not know that. How long a hoop-de-doo is this thing? Is it tonight?
The actual ceremony is tomorrow, and it's all weekend. So there's also food history as well. So, like, Jacques Pepin's doing a thing and Jose Andres. There's a Julia Child part of the Smithsonian for, you know, American history of food. And so it's all kind of all part together. There's a big tasting tomorrow night as well as them doing their talk. And then when you go to the American History Museum from now on, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., you will get to see American beer history, including our own, you know, Joy Anchor Brewing that Mark Carpenter was at for 45 years.
Right. Okay. Well, have a blast. Like, I need to tell you that.
Well, I'm with Tara, and that's going to be trouble.
Are you back next week?
I am back Saturday, actually. I come back. This is a quick one.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right. Take care. I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
Okay. Wow. The American Brewing History Initiative at the National Museum of American History. Pretty damn cool.